equipment. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit BestBuy.com/Bosch.
Hello, everybody. Terry Hall. Hey, This Week in Real Estate is this Sunday from 10 until noon. That's right, this Sunday from 10 until noon. And next week, we're going to give away a prize if you can guess when we'll be on the air. But this Sunday, This Week in Real Estate's on from 10 until noon. That's 10 until noon this Sunday, This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall right here on the Big 550 KTRS. That's This Week in Real Estate from 10 until noon this Sunday. I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen.
Somebody just cleared his throat. Not professional. Not professional.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
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 Full of chat and we're full of
throat
chit.
Clearer.
And we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Oh boy. Tell me about it. No, I mean it. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about it. Well, good afternoon and welcome to, I cannot believe it, but it's March 6th already. The March 6th edition. Uh-oh. We are 9 days from the Ides of March. And this Playhouse brought to you by Associated Physicians Group, APG. You know, it's no wonder that people 100 years ago only lived to be in their late 40s. That's the truth. Life expectancy for a man was less than 50 years old. They didn't have great pain. They wanted to die. They were in pain. They didn't have good rehab therapies.
Hey!
But we do now. We have physical therapy and pain management. We'll talk about it. But first, how about a round of introductions? Let's start with a control board operator, because without a control board and without an operator, there's no show. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason for an absolutely free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Somebody just sent me a note. Is Dan Strauss in the house? Well, yes, he is in the house with his trouser house. Dan, how's it going?
Yes. Hello, everybody. It's going great.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. There he is right there. He is giddy. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
That is blasphemous, and I think, honest to goodness, I think you're going to go to hell.
What?
No, you're going to hell. Oh, right. Rat Boy has some friends. Their last name is Christ. And I, as a kid, grew up with a family in our neighborhood, the Christ family, C-H-R-I-S-T. And they're expecting a child. And Rat Boy said, if you haven't picked a name yet, I suggest that you name him Jesus.
What?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I know what he's trying to do. Like Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You know what? Edit that out, Peon. I don't even want that on the air. We're not even going to air that, Rat Boy.
That's blasphemy.
Sacrilegious and blasphemous that is. How dare you? I'm sorry, everybody. Well, I don't have to be. They won't hear it. You're going to edit it out.
Yeah.
Right? No, seriously, there was the Christ family. And I remember the kids in the neighborhood. Who do you think you are? Christ? That poor kid in the neighborhood. Didn't have a chance because other kids were so stupid about their last name. Hey, give it up if you would for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Oh, come on, audience.
Wow.
Come on, what's the matter with you? You know what? They're still stunned by that cheese,
yeah.
Jesus
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, throwing applause or something like this.
You know, I'm not kidding. They had a Mercury. They had a red Mercury. I link everything to cars and who had what kind of car. And Mr. and Mrs. Crist had this car, C-H-R-I-S-T. And that's how one thing I remember. But I remember they had a son, and this poor kid, if he played baseball and dropped the ball, they'd say things like, you ought to be perfect at everything. After all, you're Christ, for goodness sakes. I mean, sorry, for Chris' sake. And they do all these these goofy, stupid things. And I thought, how horrible to be a kid with the name C-H-R-I-S-T. And I guess Jesus, that's a real common Hispanic name, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's never Jesus. It's always Jesus.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's not considered in any way offensive or blasphemous or anything else. So I'll tell you, life is a weird and crazy thing. It is. I'm not kidding. We're brought to you by Associated Physicians Group, APG. Now, let's get back to 100 years ago. In the early 1900s, men died by 50, like 48 or 50. A lot of reasons for that. I think they worked real hard. They worked themselves to death. They're behind a plow. They got a mule and these straps and that plow, and they're working out in the field all day, and they're just tired. They're tired out. They died from being tired, probably. And people were in pain, and all they could do was put some poultice on it or something. There's a lot of good to be said for the passing of time. People discover things. They invent things. They find out things they didn't find out before, that, for example, maybe there's a way from the wheel to fire to physical therapy and pain management. Maybe you don't have to live in pain. Maybe you don't have to want to die, because maybe there's a way that you cannot be in pain. My grandmother, and I'm not kidding, the only memory I have of her was of her in pain. I don't remember one day that my mother's mother was not sick or in pain.
Is that the one you vibrated?
Yes, 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 and I knew you were going to say that.
Uh-oh.
She had multiple big vibrators, for she said her back...
You vibrated her sore boob, right?
Yes. I did not vibrate her boob. I was vibrating her back, and her boob fell out.
Oh, that's
You
right.
always try to change the story. But she was always in pain. Her medicine cabinet, it looked like a drug dealer lived there.
Let's relive that moment.
No, let's...
Whoa, Grandma!
It scarred me.
It did.
But had there been an APG, something comparable, she might have had a really decent life. I just remember her as a miserable person that we didn't ever want to visit, because all we had to hear about were her aches and pains. Look, if you have that, you don't want to go around talking about it all the time, but who you do want to talk about it to is the people at Associated Physicians Group. That's the business they're in. They'd like to eliminate that pain. They'd love to see you pain-free through physical therapy and pain management. They have three clinics, offices, locations, whatever you want to call them, in Illinois, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And then you knee replacement candidates, you need to know that in Creve Coeur, you can take advantage of the alternative to knee replacement program. I would check into this if I were you. And I don't care where your pain is. Neck, back, shoulder, you know, knee, hip. Go to their website. Read what they do and how they do it. And then you decide if just maybe this could be what you've been looking for. It is for a lot of people. APG, all pain gone. It's really Associated Physicians Group. APGPain.com. Ben, if you're listening, you can ignore this, because this is a charitable thing I'm about to talk about. The Make-A-Wish Foundation. The Southern Illinois Chicken and Beer Dance will be held day after tomorrow, Saturday, 6 p.m., Knights of Columbus Hall, Columbus Plaza, Collinsville, Illinois. Chicken and Beer Dance is an event where they provide all the chicken, the beer, the soda, the tea, the coffee, and the guests bring side dishes, like green bean casserole, for example.
Oh, man, that's great.
You can't have too much of that.
No.
They have a live band. They'll have a silent oral auction, raffles, 50-50 drawing. Ticket prices, 15 advance, 20 at the door. For the Make-A-Wish Foundation, happy to mention that for the folks over in Collinsville. Again, the Southern Illinois Chicken and Beer Dance. See, I like that there are still things like this, just like I like that there's still these Catholic Church fish fries on Friday and stuff. And which is interesting to me because, Dan, you were Catholic. The whole fish thing doesn't apply anymore. But they still have, a lot of churches, the fish fry.
Oh, yeah.
And they just hung on to that.
St. Ferdinand is the best in Florissant.
Sometimes it is the best chicken, best fried chicken you can get is at those things.
Yeah.
So this is
fish.
Fish fries. Although I've been to a couple of them where they had fish and chicken, and they were both good. So, again, a Saturday, 6 o'clock, Knights of Columbus Hall, Collinsville, Illinois. Now, somebody will take this as political and take it the wrong way. That's okay if you want to do that. Go ahead and be my guest. But it's a fact. The people in this country judge people and vote for people based on how they look. And if you look like Steve Forbes, you probably don't have a shot at being the president. There are a couple of exceptions where the presidents weren't really great looking, but we've never had a really ugly president, not in my lifetime that I can think of. And where I'm headed with this is, and if you don't believe this is true, you're very naive. Take a look this last 2 days at Hillary Clinton. Did you see her the last couple of days?
No.
She's got a hairdo that looks like Farrah Fawcett. I've never seen Hillary this... I don't want to use the word attractive, because she's not an attractive woman, but I've never seen her look this good.
So she's let her hair growing out. And,
it's very long, and it's a great hairstyle. And honest to goodness, I walked by, and this was something that they had on last night and again this morning, and I stopped and I thought, you've got to be kidding. That's Hillary Clinton. That's what's starting to happen because, let's see, there's something coming up in 2016. Oh, yeah, election. And don't think for a minute that they're not already working not only on all the spinning of whatever it is anybody's going to throw at her. They're working on the way she looks because it's going to play a big, big part. That's sad but true, especially for women in this country. That's how we judge people. Now, speaking of looks, and folks, when I tell you the story, you're going to think this is a joke because I thought it was a joke. My son sent this to me. And I thought, well, this is something that's floating around the internet that's not true. So I, this morning, went on about six different sites, including a couple where I saw TV interviews with this chick. Wait till you hear this. Her name is, and this is Ukrainian, so I'll mess this up, Valeria Lukyanova. She's 28, and she is known as the real-life Barbie. Peon says he has seen this girl. Is that right?
Yes.
Listen to this. I went and pulled up pictures of her, and I pulled up a video. It's about a 20-minute video of her showing you on YouTube the entire process she goes through when she wakes up to putting on her makeup, doing her hair, to when she's finished, she looks exactly like the Barbie doll. She has now announced that she has had successful surgery to remove both her nipples.
What?
No, I'm not kidding, because Barbie has no nipples.
Oh, my goodness.
She says this now brings her closer to the model of ideal beauty that was imagined by Mattel when they came up with Barbie.
Is she going to get some skin spackle down
below? No, it gets better. It gets better. She started gathering a following a few years ago after she put photos of herself on the internet. She's been on several documentaries. There's one called Space Barbie, produced in Canada. She, for a while, claimed that breast augmentation was the only thing she had done, and now she has admitted, she said, this is unbelievable. What I'm about to tell you is unbelievable. She said, quote, I've said goodbye to my nipples thanks to an amazing doctor, Dr. Andriy Nazarkanko, a cosmetic surgeon who did the procedure. On her Facebook page, this is where it gets beyond belief. On her Facebook page, she said her next move is to permanently glue shut all her body orifices.
Oh, there it is, Dan.
Oh.
And she said she's prepared to give up food and water, and she will espouse to, and I've actually heard of nuts who believe this, she's going to become a breatharian. The breatharian diet is strictly sunlight and air.
Oh.
I don't think that works real well.
Here's a quote from her. I will transcend the human need to defecate. Means she will never poop again.
Oh,
and to pee.
Oh.
Finally, I can be like superstar Barbie. Best Barbie of all time, who never once used a toilet or passed gas, at least not in my presence. She hopes to have her eyelids removed with a procedure called palpebrae clipping. She will have her knees and elbows fixed with titanium rods if she can find donors to help her come up with the $100,000.
Now, what doctor is going to do that and close her orifices
well,
up?
Well, I don't think
she'll
a doctor...
one.
Well...
she'll probably find one.
Here's the thing. The only thing about any of this that is sort of interesting to me is if I could actually never poop again, that would be fine with me. I'm not kidding. That would be the one thing that we have to do every day. Some people don't do it every day, that I could do without. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If you never had to do that again. But I don't believe you can live on air and sunlight. We'll see when she dies.
She'll look like Barbie the Crypt Keeper then.
Man, you got to go on and look at this chick. It's unbelievable. When she looks just like a full-size version of something plastic.
Yeah.
And any... You ought to be able to commit somebody like this right to a mental institution. She goes and has her nipples done away with, for goodness sakes. Now, since we're on crazy people, we got some good crazy people news today. Again, not a joke. Gainesville, Florida. Check this guy out. The police down in Gainesville are looking for a guy who has been hanging around the campus of the University of Florida urinating on people. What the victims have said is they'll be standing... And the guy always comes up behind them, and he starts peeing on them from behind. And when they wheel around, he runs. Apparently, he's, like, really in good shape because nobody's been able to catch him, beat the crap out of him yet. Various locations near the campus, they all say when they confronted him, he just, boom, ran away. So they've increased patrols looking for, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the Terminator, the urinator.
Yeah.
This guy's the urinator.
I'll be back. I'll pee back.
But wait, there's more. How about this guy? This guy is Cambodian. He's 47, and he is an admitted necrophiliac. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's really sick. It's somebody who likes to have sex with dead bodies.
Mm.
All right? So, according to this latest news story, his name is Chin Chian. Chin Chian. I know. He's been known for taking drugs and doing unusual things on drugs, and now he attended the funeral of a 17-year-old girl, went back to the gravesite the following day, at 10 o'clock that night, dug in to the coffin, and was attempting to get her body out so that he could, you know, do his sick thing. And they assume he just got tired because they said it was a pretty small coffin, and getting her out was apparently pretty tough. And he fell asleep on top of her, and somebody walked by the cemetery and saw a foot. And it was his foot. You're not supposed to see feet sticking out of a grave. Mm. And they walk over, and he's asleep on top of this dead body. So he's in custody, and that's the latest on Chin Chian.
Yeah.
Now, I was able to interview Chin Chian. We've never played any of this interview because it's disturbing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But as you know, I speak the Cambodian language, and... Which I believe is Chinese, isn't it?
I think so.
You ask.
It's close. It's close.
I just know
like
I speak it.
So. Yeah.
Here's a short portion of an interview that I did with Chin Chian about his necrophilia. I know that it sounds sick to some people, but I really like having sex with dead people. They never complain. Even your mother, if she dies, could be one of my victims. But I don't like to think of them as victims. I like to think of them as lovers who never complain. There's a little bit. Just a little bit.
Why are we applauding that? Why are we applauding that?
I don't know, because the audience is sick.
Gross.
This, I wouldn't have believed this, and again, I think this was an internet joke, except it was on the STL Today site. I checked a couple other sites and had it confirmed. Chrysler has ordered the destruction of 93 original Dodge Vipers.
Whoa.
These are pre-production model Vipers that were donated to high schools, colleges, automotive programs for research. In other words, they sent out, in the very beginning, 93 Vipers. It was a public relations effort. And now what's happened is that some of these cars, many of them not even street legal or ever really licensed, have been in some accidents and have hurt some people, and they're liable. So they want these cars all back. They're calling them all in, and they're going to destroy all 93 original Dodge Vipers.
Man.
There's something that just seems like there's got to be another way than destroying these cars. And they say, one of these cars they valued about $250,000. One of them is one Jay Leno tried to buy. It's got a VIN number 4. That's the VIN number.
Whoa.
And it made rounds at the different auto shows and high schools. They want them all back. They want them all destroyed. Earliest Vipers were made from 92, 94. They started at about $50,000. And then they went up from there. The 14 is about $103,000, the 2014 SRT Viper. I don't know. It just seems like there's got to be. It's almost like in slow motion you're going, no, as they're destroying these Vipers. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of the all-time great jokes that if there ever is a joke hall of fame, this will have to be in it. This takes place in the early 60s. That's the time that this particular situation occurs, and the situation is this. Billy is going over to pick up Becky, his girlfriend, and tonight's the night he knows he will have to meet her parents, because they're home, and back then guys actually went to the door, and they're going out on a date. Early 60s. And he goes to the door, and Becky's dad answers the door and says, "You must be Billy." He says, "Yes, Mr. Swanson, I am. It's so nice to meet you." He said, "Well, come on in here, son. She's not quite ready yet." "So what are you kids going to do tonight?" He says, "Well, sir, thought we might take in a movie, get a burger or something like that." He said, "Why don't you take her out screwing?" He said, I beg your pardon?" He said, "Oh, man. Becky loves to screw. You kids all like to screw. Screwing's the thing. All the kids are screwing." And this kid, Billy, is stunned. He said, "Sir, what are you saying?" He said, "I'm saying my daughter Becky can't get enough of that screwing. All the kids are screwing. You kids should be out screwing tonight, too. I know I'm older, but I'm with it. I know what goes on." So about that time, Becky comes, and this kid's thinking, "I can't believe what this guy's doing. I cannot believe what's happening here." And Becky says, "Oh, hi, Billy. You met my dad?" He says, "Yeah. Yeah, I met your dad." And the old man gives Billy a wink and says, "You kids have a good time tonight, okay?" And they out the door they go. About 9:30. In comes Becky, almost knocks the front door down getting into the house. Her dress is torn. Her hair is a mess. Her makeup is a mess. She's crying. Her dad says, "Honey, for goodness sakes, what happened?" She says, "Daddy, for the 1,000th time, it's called the twist."
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
boy, we've got a lot of volume out there. I think with the Arch Madness traffic coming in on eastbound 40, we're slowing from 140 or Timberlake Manor up through Highway 270, and we're also slow again from McKnight in through Big Bend. Westbound 40, that's slow approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland, Ballas out through Mason, and then we're heavy from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. If you're traveling westbound 70, you've got that slow stretch from Jennings Station Road through Lucas and Hunt, and then approaching Highway 170 through about Lindbergh, we've got slow traffic. And then stop-and-go traffic from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, where we have a stalled vehicle or an accident. It's in the right lane, right on the bridge. On eastbound 270, you're jammed pretty solid from McDonald through New Florissant. Coming in on westbound 270 between 203 and the Canal Bridge, we've got stopped-up traffic. Then on southbound 170, we're slow from Olive down through Highway 40, and it looks like we may have an accident at Del Mar. And westbound 40, some slow pockets from Shrewsbury out through Berry Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by USA Network's new original series, Sirens. From executive producer Dennis Leary comes a new original comedy about three EMTs who are great at their jobs, but not much else. Sirens premieres tonight at 9 on USA Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 99weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 99weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 99weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 99weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 99weirdspice.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 99weirdspice.com. Watch for free, 99weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 99weirdspice.com.
It's time to get a jump on summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. If you want to trust somebody with your deck, it's Outdoor Living. Now, they also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of their decking materials used for the projects, so you get professional-grade material for sale at contractor prices. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistance, and it comes in 17 different colors. So this summer, how's your deck holding up? Time to get a new one? Time to replace it? Time to check out Outdoor Living. Big Bend and Highway 44 in Kirkwood, right across the street from Quick Trip. Big Bend and I-44, Outdoor Living, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR 3.807. NMLS 1149-37. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids. We're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone, and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Laurie Heise from Heise Advisory Group. There have been a fair share of changes on Wall Street and in Washington. And if you're like most people and want to know how they affect you, call us at 314-909-1116. We know no one likes surprises, so we'll take the time to let you know how these changes could affect your retirement future and offer you the very best personalized attention possible. We believe it is our responsibility to thoroughly understand your goals and dreams, leveraging our knowledge and experience to help you realize them. So call us now at 314-909-1116. Our team will give you a complete review and take a strategic view of your retirement nest egg. We might not be able to change the world around us, but we can help you take control of your financial future. Call us today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. At Heise Advisory Group, you'll get a simple path toward financial security.
Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scout bitch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Selsun Blue scalp itch treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Selsun Blue scalp itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. Five times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouthwatering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get
fruit of the vine. Dan remembers when everybody called everybody else fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's so fruit. And it didn't mean gay. It just meant goofy.
Yeah.
Weird. Hey.
Stupid, dumb.
And it was either a person was fruit or something was fruit. Oh, that's so fruit.
Yeah.
Man, I'm glad we got rid of that. And groovy. Let's not ever bring that back.
Groovy. Either. There was another term. It's the it's
tough.
The term. No, no. It's
well,
the
tough
term.
Tough was one. Hey, man, she's tough.
We used to say what a rooster is called. We used to say that's really.
Right. No, that's right. Yeah. And you can say that. That's okay. We can say that.
Yeah,
you go, oh, man, that's cock.
That's cock.
That's
yeah.
So cock.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow. We had some stupid sayings.
Yeah, we did.
Back then. Let's go to Southern California and see what's shaking. With Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, right next door to each other. Great, great gift certificate to give somebody. Birthday, graduation, retirement, whatever it is. When you get stuck, this is the gift certificate nobody ever doesn't use, and they don't give it to anybody else. Trust me. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. And here is Mike Evans.
I'll tell you something about Annie Gunn's. Their wine is bitchin'.
Well,
oh, that was another
term.
Bitchin'. You like that one?
Yeah, that was another term that we did.
But that what their wine? What does that mean? One bottle of wine or their wine selection?
The wine selection is bitchin'.
All right. Yeah, bitchin'. That was another. That was one I wasn't part of. We didn't use that.
That was
one.
A little later.
Well, that's for older people like Mike.
Yeah. Pop quiz question. Another celebrity has fallen in love with surfing. Hits the waves almost every day. Jeremy Piven. James Spader. Steve Carell. Answer
well, that,
in just
that's Spader. You know what? I never appreciated that guy till this Blacklist.
Oh, what a great show.
Man, is he good in
beauty
that.
Beauty that. TV review Sunday is the premiere of Lindsay Lohan's documentary reality show on the Oprah Network. Lindsay acts like a spoiled brat diva. Meanwhile, her clueless mom, Dina, she acts like everything is perfectly normal and all right. Obviously, Oprah is disgusted with the whole behavior of Lindsay. With that said, though, it does make good television. TV news, in case you missed it, Conan O'Brien will host the MTV Movie Awards. Hard to believe, our grandmothers, our mothers would not believe that starting this summer, there will be pot commercials on television, marijuana commercials in Colorado and Washington where it's legal. Hey, the best place to buy your marijuana is, I mean.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. And by the way, if that being true, and it is, when does the tobacco company start sticking their nose in and go, why can't we advertise if they can advertise?
All right, here's my question. Why can't tobacco advertise on networks on television that aren't controlled by the FCC? Cable channels. Why not? Wasn't that an FCC thing?
Yeah, but the FCC still does have some control over cables.
Oh, I don't believe they have any.
I believe they do.
Well, what control is it? Because every word you can imagine and every visual is on the non-FCC-controlled networks. What's the control?
The language is one thing, but I think if they started talking of anything that would affect your health, like Dish or Direct, they're still using the airwaves, and everything in the airwaves are controlled by the U.S. government.
Okay, I'll check into that.
I'm pretty sure on that.
The entire world is controlled by the U.S. government.
That's right, Dan.
Conspiracy. Yeah, man.
That's right.
You guys are boss.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one, boss.
You guys are really boss.
Yeah. And Cherry, a car. That car's Cherry.
Oh, that's Cherry. It's dope.
No, we didn't have that one.
That's newer.
Yeah.
That's because I'm modern.
Yeah, kind of sure. Guy.
You're hip.
Yeah.
Broadway news. To break away from Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston is giving up television and movies and will star on Broadway in a play called All the Way, and he will play Lyndon Baines Johnson, the former president. That is Bryan Cranston. The Pawn Stars TV show that was made into a stage comedy has been playing the Fremont Hotel and Casino in Vegas is going to Broadway. Personally, I'd rather have root canal than watch that.
Wait a minute. What is that now?
That doesn't even make sense.
A stage show?
Yeah, it doesn't make
about
sense.
About the Pawn Stars?
Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Are the people on the...
They have people that look like them that are...
Oh, well, I would never go to that.
Oh,
that's what I said. I'd rather have root canal. It's been playing for 6 months, and it's so popular that now it's on Broadway.
Man.
Here's Johnny. You remember The Shining. Jack Nicholson, the thriller, the movie, is going to Broadway, and I kid you not, it has been rewritten, and now it's a comedy.
A comedy?
A comedy. I don't make this stuff up. Why would they mess with, a classic? But they have. Rapper Common, who's actually a pretty good actor, is going to star on Broadway in The Great White Hope. A couple of odds and ends. Shocker, more movies were made in New York, Texas, and Canada last year than were made in Hollywood, thanks to our moon unit idiot moron governor here in California, Jerry Brown. He is the biggest idiot. There are some people in Hollywood that say Hollywood is the next Detroit, that they are losing business so fast because he's overtaxing studios rather than giving them tax breaks, wherever the other places are giving them tax breaks. So Hollywood's leaving. It could be that Hollywood will be like a Detroit as far as losing their bread and butter.
Mm.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Works out every day, and every other day she hits the In-N-Out Burgers. She loves In-N-Out Burgers. This will make you happy, Frank.
I know, when I think of Charlize, I think of In-N-Out, I'll tell you that.
Now, don't get Nancy on my report.
Yeah.
And that's Nancy.
Yeah, it's not.
Great news for Franco. O.J. Simpson has called off his hunger strike in prison.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I knew you'd be happy. You sent him some cookies, didn't you?
I sure did.
Did it really last this whole time? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
How many days was it?
I think it was 16 days.
Wow.
Hot talk about a new casual clothing line called JKL. Stands for Just Keep Living. The word is Macy's is one of the first big companies to sign it. Madison Avenue says this is going to be a huge clothing line. The design is fabulous. And the designer is, all right, Matthew McConaughey is designing these clothes.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Our T-shirt winner today, a local lady named Kathy Gunderson. How about that?
All right.
And finally. Who's the big surfer now? Jeremy Piven, James Spader, Steve Carell.
I think Spader.
Steve Carell.
I don't know who that other guy is. I sort of know him. I'll go.
Entourage.
Okay, I'll go Carell.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah. Who is he? I know I've seen him.
I don't know.
I haven't watched much Entourage.
Entourage is probably the biggest thing that he's been in.
Yeah, that was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. And we're going to talk about windows, and we're going to talk about this miserable, horrible, much too cold winter that if your windows were ever put to the test, it was this winter. Trying to keep that mess out and the heat in. And if your bills were higher than they should have been, it may very well be because of those windows. Ask anybody who's had windows replaced after they'd really just become shot. And ask them what a difference it made. The comfort level of the home, the utilities, the look of the home. Now, which window? I have a suggestion, and it's Window World, and I'll tell you why. Because it is the largest selling window in the United States in remodeling. Now, not new home builder windows, but remodeling. When people reinstall windows, when they replace windows, they replace them with Window World windows more than any other window in the United States. And in the St. Louis area alone, 40,000 homes in the last 10 years now have Window World windows. And when they came around 10 years ago with a price of $189, I mentioned Vipers earlier. When Viper was introduced, the car, it was 50 grand. It is more than twice the price now. More than twice the price. It was $103,000 now. Now, that's what usually happens with products, especially when they're successful. Now, Window World is exactly the same price it was, $189, that it was 10 years ago. And it's exactly the same quality. Nothing has changed. Still has the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And whether you buy one or you buy 50, it's $189. You want to know more? Go to their website, windowworldstlouis.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get our final look at traffic now and check in with Jim Weiland.
All right, they've cleared that stall off of the Blanchette Bridge on westbound 70. And westbound 70 still running slow, 170 through Lindbergh. You're heavy again from 270 to about the Earth City Expressway before things thin out. Eastbound 270, it's just heavy now east of McDonald through New Florissant. Looking much better on southbound 170. A little bit busy still from Ladue down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, you have stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland, Lindbergh out through Mason. And then you look much better after that to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, you're still jamming up between approaching 170 through Big Bend, and we also look like southbound 270 is just a little bit busy now between Olive and Ladue. And this traffic report brought to you by USA Network's new original series, Sirens, from executive producer Dennis Leary, comes a new original comedy about three EMTs who are great at their jobs, but not much else. Sirens premieres tonight at 9 on USA Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Well, I'm on assignment tomorrow, but be nice to these guys and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end.
my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
ya. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A man admits here in St. Louis County Circuit Court that he shot a policeman. The question tonight is, will the jury believe his story that he was scared and it was a mistake?
Is the proposed Summer Rocks concert series the reason the Taste of St. Louis and Blues Week are moving to Chesterfield? For the first time, we get the answer from the promoter himself.
Construction is almost finished at Ballpark Village. With opening day right around the corner, we'll tell you about events planned to break in downtown's newest destination.
First on Fox, an attempt to fast-track a proposed giant music festival in St. Louis City loses a little speed. Fox 2's Paul Shankman is live at the Peabody News Bureau with the latest on attempts to get the Summer Rocks Festival rolling. Paul?
Well, Sandy, it's a slowdown, but not necessarily a setback, more of a pushback, really, as an aldermanic committee decides to wait 1 week.